For the past several weeks, I've been working with a gentleman, and he came in because of attitudinal issues. He said, David, I'm always negative. I'm always looking at what's the worst that could happen. I drive people around me crazy because I am so pessimistic. And I've been this way my whole life, and I won't even mention how old he is. It doesn't matter. Because if you've had this type of upbringing for more than a couple years, it's probably already stuck in the subconscious mindset, and we want to move it out of there. Hey, David Essel here for 45 years. Wow, celebrating 45 years in this world of personal growth, crazy. 15 books. You can get 5 of them for free at talkdavid.com. And if you want a free 20-minute session just to catch up and see if I can help you at all, whatever you're challenged by, go to talkdavid.com. So talking to this gentleman, and he said to me the other day, you know, we've been working now for several weeks on my pessimistic attitude. And he said, I'm starting to see a breakthrough. It's so slow, though, David. And, you know, when he said, is there any chance that this is genetic? I mean, was I raised in a family? I just happened to get, you know, bad genes. And it's a great question. I have yet to see any study that links genetics with pessimism. It doesn't mean it can't happen. But it's just like anxiety and depression and other disorders, is that they say if you have these 4 or these 5 or these 6 genes all lined up perfectly, depression could be genetics. But most of the time, it's not. And pessimism, I don't think that there's much of a relation between pessimism and your genetics or the family genetics bringing this into your existence. I think that it's more what we call environmental. It's the environment we're raised in. It's having a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, aunt, uncle who's extremely pessimistic, maybe a brother or a sister who's extremely pessimistic. And if you're in that type of environment from 0 to 18, there's a chance, not 100%, but a very good chance that you're going to come out with the same type of attitude. It's role modeled into you almost, right? Like we've been groomed to be pessimistic, for God's sake. Now, when I mentioned that my client was starting to see breakthrough, he was even amazed. But one of the things that we did is that we had him write down all of the television shows he was watching. And after it, he put, was it uplifting? Was it pessimistic? Was it negative? And of course, if it's pessimistic, it is negative pretty much, right? And he came in and he was shocked. What he's watching on TV is filled with pessimism, filled with negativity, filled with sensationalism. So the very first thing we did was we got him out of all those old shows for 7 days. Certain news programs, certain other types of shows that he's been watching, just 7 days, and he could tell a difference. Within 7 days, his wife could tell a dramatic difference, much more so than he could. So if you need help, reach out to me. We do a free 20-minute session on the phone. We work with people from all over the world. But what he's starting to see is a breakthrough for a whole new life. When you're raised in pessimism and that's becomes part of your subconscious mindset, we sort of look for reasons that things aren't going to work out. Well, you know, I could open this business, but the economy is bad right now. I could go back to gym and to get rid of these extra pounds, but I really should stay and do some more studying. We can come up with so many examples of statements that are pessimistic in nature that don't push us forward. Life is never fair. You know, I'm always behind the eight ball. These are all victimhood statements, which is part of pessimism. Let's shatter it. Living on the other side of it, oh my God, it's mind-blowingly beautiful. I'm David Essel. The website is talkdavid.com. We can work together and do some great stuff. Have a beautiful day.